Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Paul, and I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. Thanks so much for joining us today on this Easter week, looking forward to worshiping alongside of you this coming Sunday as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and all that that means and all the implications of that. Well, hey, this week, throughout the devotional content, we've been talking about apathy. And man, this one can be such a struggle because I think oftentimes apathy breeds within the realm of familiarity. Oftentimes, the more familiar we are with something, the more apathetic we can become. And depending upon how long we've been followers of Jesus, I think there can be this thing where we've been doing something for so long. We've been talking to God through prayer for so long. We've been so familiar with the scriptures, which are great things, by the way. But what can happen is we neglect just how big of a deal it is that we have the completed scriptures, the full counsel of God's word for us, accessible in, hundreds of translations and different languages and in so many different formats. We can open our phone and we've got the Bible, and we can go online and we've got paper versions and we've got so much Bible. Praise God, that is a blessing. But I think sometimes we forget about, man, how many people throughout history never had the opportunity to have a single Bible, never had the opportunity to read a passage because the scriptures weren't translated maybe into their language. And again, sometimes because we have so much access, I think sometimes this can breed some apathy in our hearts if we're not careful. And so our text today is James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. I'm going to go ahead and read the verses for us, and then we'll go from there as our pattern has been in some confession here on Wednesdays. And so the text says this: "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. If he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and preserves, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." And of course, this isn't only written to men, written to women as well. Sometimes I just feel like that's a helpful note. And so back to verse 22, be doers of the word and not just hearers, therefore deceiving yourselves. And so again, back to this point of apathy, there are times when we can be so familiar with what it is we hear in the scriptures, for example, or what it is we hear on Sundays. We try and share the gospel every single week on a Sunday morning, and if we aren't intentional to really remind ourselves of the spiritual realities of the gospel, I think we can become a bit numb to it because we hear it so often. And so I think what we need to do is to ask God, if I'm in a place of apathy in my life, maybe that's a apathy as it relates to a spiritual intimacy with you. Maybe I'm not really desiring time in your word. Maybe I'm not really desiring time to pray. Maybe I'm just sort of feeling lethargic and neutral. And so what we can do with that is we can confess that, and God hears that and he already knows. And so we might as well talk to him about it. And we can confess that and we can ask God, light me up. For you, give me a desire to study your word. Give me a desire to pray to you, to talk to you throughout my day. Give me a desire, like renew in me the joy of my salvation, as David says in the Psalms, like renew in me, give me this joy of my salvation. Maybe we have an apathy toward personal ministry. Right now we are doing things out of duty and drudgery, not out of joy. And so maybe we can confess that and we can say, God, once again, help me see what you're doing through the activity that I'm performing. Help me see the fruit, that these aren't just things that I go through the motions for, but these are things that you use and that you change and transform people through the activities that you've given me to do. So God, we praise you for that. Maybe it's for authentic community, right? Life group is just like, I guess I should go. But God, help me be excited about the people that you've brought around me. Help me just invest in them as they have invested in me, a reaching priority, give me a heart for the lost in my community, in my family, in my neighborhood, around the world. And then again, gospel identity, back to what I referenced in the Psalms, like renew the joy of my salvation. And so what is it for you? Maybe it's all five of those things, our core values, gospel identity, reaching priority, authentic community, spiritual intimacy, personal ministry. Maybe it's all of those. Maybe it's one of those. What is it for you? So we're going to take time to confess the apathy that exists in our lives. And we are going to ask the Holy Spirit to blow us up in the best possible way, that we would be a people passionate after you in response, Jesus, to your passion in this Passion Week to save us. And so let's take some time to pray. I'm going to kick us off, and I want to give you some time to respond in prayer at the end as well. Thanks for joining us today. I do pray that the rest of your week would be good, that you'll join us again tomorrow, and that we'll see you on Sunday again as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Father, we do confess to you the apathy that exists in our lives. I know for me, there are just certain days where, you know what, I just really am not feeling the personal devotion time in your word. And so, God, I confess that to you, and I ask that you would renew in me in the in and out every day of the week, not studying for Sunday morning and teaching, but studying for my own soul and reading for my own soul, not for the job that I have, but for my relationship with you. I confess that there are days where I just don't have that desire. And so, Holy Spirit, would you convict my heart of that as you are doing now, and I can experience that? And would you renew in me I need you as your son, not because of the position you've given me, God, but because of who I am in you. For anybody else listening to this and they feel like I am apathetic in this area of my life with you, Jesus, would you, by the power of your Spirit, work in them to renew in them what it is that needs to be renewed, to give them an excitement and a passion for you? Jesus, would you allow this week to shift our eyes toward the magnitude of the cross and, Jesus, what you've done for us? And would we rightly understand the blessing of our salvation? And would we respond not out of an obligation, but out of an overflow and a joy for what you've done? We praise you. We love you, Jesus. And we say thank you. It's in Christ's name we come to you, Father, asking and pleading for the work that you're going to do in our lives. Amen.